back. This is Who's Talking, and while Jesse, your able-bodied board op slash engineer, hunts down Barry Parkhill, Jim will do a little intro about his old running mate.
Yeah, I've said before, and I think we may have a caller coming in as well, but you know, Barry Parkhill, of course, he was a teammate of mine 4 years together at the university. In prior visits to the show, I've said that I think the three people in my 40 years of observing Virginia athletics who have had the most impact on the athletic department are George Welsh, Terry Holland, and Barry Parkhill. So that's a pretty select company. And then the other thing that's select company, I think last year was year number 60 for the Atlantic Coast Conference, and we've had two individuals who were ACC Basketball Player of the Year, and Barry Parkhill and Ralph Sampson. So that becomes really a select company when you're one of two. Now, in Ralph's case, he did get Player of the Year three times, but nevertheless, still only two individuals to have that recognition. So pretty special. So still trying to track down Barry here. He's at home, I think, tonight. And I got a lot of questions to ask him about the upcoming basketball season. Ah, but at any rate, still working through the engineer here and working through the numbers.
Jim, when does the season start?
Friday, November the 8th.
What time?
7 o'clock, James Madison, the Duke's in town.
JPJ,
and there are tickets available. I saw that released tonight, so the VCU game is sold out.
Which is remarkable that the second game of the season is sold out.
Which is next Tuesday night.
Doesn't happen very often. All right, looks like Barry's back. Go away. Take it away.
All right, Mr. Parkhill, glad we caught up with you there. We may have had a little technical problem, but thanks for joining us tonight, Barry.
No problem. Good evening, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. I want you to take off your development hat tonight and your player hat and put on your coach's hat. And I think our listeners would really be interested in your evaluation of the team and in particular the new kids. Maybe we can start with Anthony Gill, your assessment of Anthony.
I've had a chance to see Anthony practice, you know, several times last year and this year. And the best way I can describe Anthony, he's a player. He does everything pretty well. I think he has a chance to be, you know, a major contributor and a really fine player in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
And what about the two freshmen, London Perantes and Devin Hall?
London and Devin, both nice players, very different. Jim, London is, you know, 6'1", and I don't want to say a typical point guard, but in some ways he is. Devin is, he's probably close to 6'5". Really good athlete, really looks like a football player like his brother is. It's hard to say right now with those two guys and Tevin Jones who's going to get minutes at point guard. That's certainly that will be a big decision over the, you know, next several days. And of course, you know, one of those guys or several of those guys, you know, will have to play and have to be productive.
What about Malcolm Brogdon? Is your assessment that he's 100%?
I would say he's definitely 100%, and love him as a player, love him as a kid. He's like all Tony's kids. He's just a great person, and I think that kid, he can play three positions, Jim. I think he definitely is very adequate a point guard, which he'll certainly play. But he can also play two other positions, and I think that's where he's so valuable. And as people remember from 2 years ago, he really seemed to play his best basketball when the game was on the line, and he just does everything very well.
So we're talking with Barry Parkhill. Barry, Akil Mitchell and Joe Harris back for their swan song fourth year, big season for them. Who else is going to start with those two stars?
The fact that we're on a radio talk show, I can throw out the guys I think will start, but I think both you guys know when you do your homework, we've got a chance to play 8, 9, 10 guys this year, but my guess would be Brogdon at the point, Joe at two guard, Justin Anderson at the small forward, and Akil Mitchell and Anthony Gill will play, the 4 and 5 positions. But again, you got a lot of other guys that are playing well and are going to get a lot of playing time.
Yeah, two. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Frank.
I was just going to say, Darian Atkins and Mike Toby might disagree with that lineup, but isn't this exciting that Virginia has such competitive ability and flexibility this year, Barry?
You know, you look back over a lot of years, and as we all know, depth is really important, especially when you get guys hurt. And hopefully this year the injury bug will not hit, and I think that will make a big difference in terms of the kind of year we have. But it also makes players better. Competition and practice, guys are competing for playing time, and they got to show up and play every day, and that's going to make every one of those kids better. And again, you're talking about Toby and Darian Atkins, but Evan Nolte, can't forget Tevin Jones, just a lot of guys in that roster that are going to be fighting for playing time.
Barry, they started practice early this year. I guess from your perspective as a coach, that probably is a good thing. But, I assume that allows them to put some things in at practice that they might not otherwise be able to do in a shortened preseason.
You know, Jim, they've changed the rules so much. I'm not that familiar, but I think the fact that we started practice in late September, I think they had so many practices and so many days before the opening game. And, you know, you pick and choose when your days off are going to occur. You guys know, as coaches, you can't have enough practices. As a player, you know, you like to practice and you want to practice, but you can't wait for the game. And I think that also plays into it. But the rules are so different now. I don't know if you could handle the practices today, Hobbo.
No question about that, you know. You know, I love to practice. No. Friday night, first game, what will you be looking for from your perspective on Friday night?
I guess a lot of curiosity as to who will get minutes backing up Malcolm at point guard. Again, I've seen these kids play a lot. I know all of them. I'll be curious to see how Anthony performs under the lights, having sat out for a year and transferring in. You know, Malcolm hasn't played under the lights for a year, and see how those guys will react. Those guys will be ready to roll, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the rotation is going to be like. And I think there are times we can have a lot of different lineups based on our opponent. We could go small, we could go big, a lot of flexibility. But I'm just anxious for the season to start.
Yeah, I think we all are. And by the way, we're visiting with my former teammate, Barry Parkhill. And, Barry, not to look ahead, but we won't have you back next Monday night. Just looking to the VCU game, which is really a big early season test, how do you think we'll handle the VCU pressure?
I'm sure we'll handle it very well. Everybody knows how they play. You know, I'm not one to look past JMU, and they went to the tournament last year as well. A lot of people are looking ahead, which I tend not to do. But I think also when you look at in-state teams, you know, it's a great game on the schedule. But also those programs, this will be the biggest game on their schedule. They will come in ready to roll. So I'm sure our guys will be ready to play. But it's going to be pretty exciting to have those two games early on in the season.
And one thing about the VCU game, I guess one of the points of emphasis from an officiating standpoint this year is they're going to supposedly work on some of the hand-checking and, forearms in the back and all that kind of stuff. And in my experience with doing the games for 12 years, those things did tend to get called early in the season, and then the refs sort of look the other way once you get to January. Do you think that'll have any impact on the game against VCU?
Very hard to predict. Sometimes, Jim, you could look at it that they may call it early in the game and let it go later on the game. They get, as they say, the officials sometimes get tired of calling all the fouls. It's a tough game to officiate, and the officials are adjusting just like the players are. And when the game begins, the players have to adjust as well. I'm sure our guys they've scrimmaged, they've had practices where officials come in, and hopefully they will adjust to the new rules.
You know, Barry, looking at the entire schedule this year, got some interesting games. I see Wisconsin, December 4th is an interesting game. And just prior to that, there's a chance to play SMU and Texas A&M or Missouri. Fairly interesting games. And also, what do you make of these Monday night games coming up with Carolina and Duke, which – that seems so strange to that ACC and ESPN have agreed on that type of scenario. But I just wonder what your thoughts were.
When it comes right down to it, TV dictates so much of what happens in college sports, whether you like it or not. I, for one, wish there were never any Sunday games. Give everybody a day off, fans, coaches, players. But again, you know, a chance to play on national TV is always exciting for players. You mentioned the schedule. People talk about JMU, VCU, or we've got Wisconsin. I'll tell you what's going to be a very tough game is playing at Wisconsin-Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their kids back. Tony's going home at Tennessee. I think our schedule is really tough before we get into the league this year. Of course, the league is by far and away, the ACC is the best conference in the country, and nobody can refute that now with the addition of Pitt, Syracuse, and Notre Dame.
Well, the having been on some of those trips, the hardest thing about that Wisconsin-Green Bay game may be getting the airplane into the airport up in Wisconsin in December. But Barry,
and then getting on the dog sleds.
Yeah, but,
I mean, do they have enough dog sleds to get
before we let you go, we got a caller. Steve in Mechanicsville wants to ask you a question. Steve, you're on the line with Barry Parkhill.
Hey, Barry, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I just have one question, though. You said every state and every program in the state, UVA is their biggest game. I would refute that. VCU right now, they're the king dog in the state of Virginia. You got to look at those rankings. UVA's gotten better, but they've struggled. VCU's been a major program now for a couple of years, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts about that.
Coach Smart's done a phenomenal job. I will stick with what I said. I think for those programs, coming in here is the biggest game on their schedule. They're coming into an ACC program, and I've had that question asked many times, Steve, and I just feel that way about those programs coming in here. And of course, as far as I understand, we're coming down and playing at VCU next year, which will be another great game.
They're going to have to build a bigger building.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough ticket at the Siegel Center next year, but we'll worry about that one next year. Certainly going to be a fun atmosphere a week from tomorrow night in Charlottesville. But at any rate, Barry, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight, and we'll as the season progresses, we'll look forward to having you back.
Always great being with you guys, and appreciate the time.
Thank you, Barry.
Former Cavalier great Barry Parkhill joining us tonight. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll talk a little recruiting with the Sabres' Chris Horn. Stay tuned.